Would you please turn to 1 John chapter 4? Please. I'm going to begin by reading 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 from the Amplified Bible. It says, "And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image, in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. We know that as we continue to grow and mature spiritually, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 is where we're headed. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 is what we're after. Okay? I wanted to read that verse first because it reminds me that each time that we read the Bible, we are presented with an opportunity to do self-examinations. Each time we read the Bible, we are presented with the opportunity for self-examinations to see what our lives can be and should be as compared to what they are right now. Okay? To see what our lives should be, can be, compared to what they are right now. And sometimes this is not pleasant. And as uncomfortable as it may be, the self-examination, the honest evaluation, is necessary. It is absolutely necessary. Because the more our lives agree with the image we see in the mirror, the more our Father will be able to pour His power and anointing through us, so that when people encounter us, and listen to me closely, when people encounter us, they encounter Jesus. That's the whole purpose. That is why we are here. Okay? Now, as many, as you all know, the Bible is an image book. A Bible is an image book. And it's designed to help us see ourselves the way our Father sees us. To help us see ourselves the way our Father sees us. So in 1 John chapter 4, look at verse 4. And it's one of my favorite verses. It says, "Ye are of God, little children." That word "of" is the word "ek." And I think I've talked about, each time I read this verse when I minister, I talk about "ek." Because it means that God is our Father. God is our source of origin. Okay? Barry, earthly father, was my earthly father. But now I have a heavenly father that is greater than my earthly father, and that I will spend an eternity with him. So, ye are of God, little children. Say this with me. God is my father. Amen. He that knoweth God, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are children of God, which makes us overcomers. Makes us overcomers. So in other words, we may face a situation that seems hard, that seems difficult, that seems impossible, but the Bible says we are overcomers. And see, one of the things we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have to understand that when the Bible says something, we have a choice to make. We either will believe what it says or we won't. But see, we don't often say we won't believe it. We say that we have faith that what the Bible says is true. Okay? What I want us to get, what I am saying tonight is, we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what this word says is true. And it says that ye are of God little children, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now look at chapter 5. Chapter 5, look at verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God, again, ek, does what? Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. It's what overcomes the world. Okay? So capture that image. I am talking to a group of people who are overcomers. Okay? I'm talking to a group of people who are overcomers. The more we grasp and understand what we have read in 1 John chapter 4 and 1 John chapter 5, the more our lives will resemble the one who died for us. Now in John chapter 14, Jesus shares his heart for us and what we can be by doing one thing. And what is that one thing? Look in John chapter 14, and let's find out that one thing. John chapter 14, we're going to read verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. It says, verily, verily, Jesus is talking to the disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Many will read this verse and focus on the works. Okay, we'll focus on the works. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doing the works without believing on Jesus. There is no believing the works without believing on Jesus, because that was the standard that he established in the verse when he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Stop. If you don't believe on Jesus, then the rest of the verse does not matter. If you don't believe on Jesus. About 6, 7, maybe 8 years ago, Pastor was talking about what it means to believe Jesus, to believe on Jesus, to believe who Jesus is. And he mentioned 4 things that I want to share with you tonight as to remind you of what he said. He said, believing on Jesus means recognizing him as the final authority in our lives. Recognizing him as the final authority in our lives. Believing on Jesus means affirming as truth everything that he taught in the Gospels and everything the apostles taught in the New Testament. Key word, everything. Everything. Number 3, accepting his standards and making them our standards. Accepting his standards and making them our standards. And then finally, submitting totally and unequivocally to his authority. That's what it means to believe on Jesus. Okay? Recognizing him as the final authority in our lives, affirming as truth everything that he taught in the Gospels and everything the apostles taught in the New Testament, accepting his standards and making them our own standards, and then submitting totally and unequivocally to his authority. Now, my question then is this. Why is it that many of us are not believing on Jesus to the point that we are manifesting John chapter 14, verse 12 in our lives? Why is that happening? Okay? Why do we seem to fall short of what Jesus desires for us? Remember, I said to you that the Bible is an image book. Okay, and so we just read an image, first in John chapter 14, verse 12, which says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Okay, after I read that part of the phrase of the verse, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. He said, Jesus was presenting an image to the apostles in much the same way as God did with Abraham. Just as Abraham was to look at the stars of the sky, the sands of the sea, the sands, to understand how large his family would be, the apostles were to look at everything Jesus had said and done when he was with them. He was their image. He was their hope. To the apostles, what Jesus did was to be, there shall be. And when he said that, it reminded me of the definition of hope that the Holy Spirit gave to Brother Gary many, many years ago. He said, the Holy Spirit said, hope is when you come to the place where you agree that what has been is not what shall be. You come to the place that what has been is not what shall be. Okay? And the Lord also shared with me this. Because of the decisions, the choices my son made, I was able to live through him. Because of the choices, because of the decisions my son made, I was able to live through him. What is that telling us, ladies and gentlemen? The choices and decisions that we make will determine whether or not our Father can live through us. Okay? That's why he could tell the apostles, when you see me, you have seen the Father. Imagine what your life would be like if it were totally synchronized with my life. Imagine what your life would be like if it was totally synchronized with my life. Jesus said, he that believeth on me. The word on in the Greek is E-I-S, and it paints an image of someone moving towards a goal. That's why I want to begin tonight with 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, because that is the goal that we are constantly moving towards. So here's the question, ladies and gentlemen. For many of us, John chapter 14, verse 12, is not manifesting in our lives on a consistent basis. And the question is why? The question is why? Remember when I said that the Bible presents us with an opportunity to do self-examination, to determine where we are versus where the Bible says we should be and can be? Okay? Well, the same is true when we look at John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater shall he do, because I go to my Father. Okay? There are at least 9 opportunities for self-examination in the verses leading up to John chapter 14, verse 12. At least 9 opportunities for self-examination. When you read the verses leading up to that, and you include the last 3 verses of the previous chapter. And that will be our focus tonight. Okay? So we know that in John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 are all one setting. Are all one setting. It's the Last Supper. So we know that. So Jesus then, when we are looking at this, is talking to all the disciples at the same time. Look at John chapter 13. Look at verse 36. John chapter 13, verse 36. Let me get there. Okay. Simon Peter said unto him, said unto Jesus, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Notice what Peter says. Peter says, I will lay down my life for thy sake. And when that word, lay down your life, it means to put our lives in the proper place. Think about complete and total submission. Think about I die daily. Okay? Peter was saying that, and he was saying that from a place of emotions. And we're going to see this in just a minute. Verse 38, Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. The cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. So Peter says, I will lay down my life for you. I will make my life a priority to do what you want me to do with it. Okay? So, the self-examination, number one. Could it be we are not as submitted to Jesus as we think we are? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12 is not manifesting in our lives. Could it be that we are not as submitted to Jesus as we think we are? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12 is not manifesting in our lives. Now, this will be a hard pill for some to follow, to swallow, especially when we are faithful in doing the adorning of Christianity. And I put adorning of Christianity. You know, we go to church regularly. We give our tithes and offerings regularly. We'll go to the prayer nights regularly. Okay? We do all the things that are expected of us as Christians. Okay? But submission to Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, is a heart issue. It's not a what have I done for Jesus issue. It's not what I have done for Jesus issue. Okay? Now look at John chapter 14, verse 1. John chapter 14, verse 1. The first word in the chapter is let. The first word is let. What that tells us, ladies and gentlemen, is it's our choice. It's our choice. Anytime the Bible says, let your heart be not troubled, it's a decision we make to allow our hearts to be troubled or not be troubled. So Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Now, we know that in the Bible, when it was originally written, there were no chapter breaks, there were no verses, none of that. Okay? So, we can read verse 1 as Jesus and Peter and the other disciples. Don't let your heart be troubled. Peter says, I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus says, Peter, listen to me. I know that before you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. Three times. You're going to deny me thrice. But he's saying, don't let your heart be troubled about that, Peter. Don't let your heart be troubled about that, Peter. He says, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Peter, you believe in God, believe also in me. Peter, don't let your heart be troubled over what I have said, but believe in God, okay? Believe in God and believe also in me. A troubled heart is a sign that somewhere along the way, our complete and total trust in Jesus has been compromised. When our heart is troubled, that means that there is something amiss with our relationship with Jesus. Okay? Self-examination number two. Could it be we truly don't believe on Jesus the way we say we do? And that's why John 14:12 is not manifesting in our lives. Is it possible that we truly don't believe on Jesus the way we say we do? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12 is not manifesting in our lives. We know what Jesus has said, but few of us act. Follow me closely. We know what Jesus says, and we know what Jesus says is truth, but we don't act like what Jesus said is truth for us. Did you catch that? We don't act like it's truth for us. Okay? Let's pick up with verse 2. As I was reading this again today, I started reading it this way. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Okay? Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. And I started reading it this way. Ye say you believe in God. You say you believe in God. If you say you believe in God, then say you also believe in me. Are you following me? You believe in God. You say you believe in God, then believe in me also. And believe me when I tell you that in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Believe me when I say I go to prepare a place for you. Because remember, he's addressing the issue of not letting your hearts be troubled. So he's saying, believe me when I tell you this. Believe me when I say I go and prepare a place for you. Believe me when I say I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Believe me. You say you believe in God, then believe in me also. And believe that in my Father's house there are many mansions. Believe me when I tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me when I say that I go to prepare a place for you. And believe me when I say that I go to prepare a place for you, that place is going to be prepared. Okay? The word mansion, and we know this, it's not talking about a position. I mean, I'm not talking about a building. It's talking about a position. Jesus is telling the disciples, where I am right now is where you are going to be. So the mansion is a place in the realm of the spirit. A mansion is a place called spiritually. Jesus was at one place. The disciples were at a different place. Okay? And that's what he's talking about. And like I just said, the key to understanding this is when Jesus says, where I am, present tense, there ye may be also, future tense. And that happens after he goes to the cross and gets raised from the dead. And again, we're looking at self-examination of why we are not living out John chapter 14, verse 12. Self-examination number three. Could it be we don't believe that we have the same position in our Father's house as Jesus has? Could it be we don't really believe that we have the same position in our Father's house that Jesus has? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12 is not manifesting in our lives. Okay? Verse 4. Again, going back to, you say you believe in God, believe also in me. Believe me when I tell you that whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. Believe me. Okay? Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus says in verse 6. Jesus says in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. When Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life, you see the word the in front that precedes way. The precedes truth, and the precedes life. It's defining who it is talking about. So when Jesus says, I am the way, in other words, there is no other way. When Jesus says, I am the life, There is no other life. When Jesus says, I am the truth, there is no other truth. And that is what we see in this verse. That is what we see in this verse. So Jesus says that I don't care what people, what someone may say, there is no other way to my Father than through me. There is no other way. Okay? Self-examination number four. Could it be we don't believe Jesus is the one and only way to the Father? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12 is not manifesting in our lives. Could it be that we truly don't believe that? Now, when I say self-examination, I'm talking about us reading what the Bible says and then us asking ourselves, do I really believe what I just read? Do I really believe what I just read? Okay? And it's not a question that is to point out weaknesses. It's a question that points out where you are right now. And if where you are right now is not in agreement with what you just read, then you know that. Then you know that. Okay? So the self-examination process is to, number one, to find out if you agree with what the Bible says, and if you do, you move on. That's an area you don't worry about any. You're not concerned about that anymore. But if there's something that's working in you that's not 100% in agreement, and I don't mean in agreement up here, I mean agreement right here, that what this being said is true, then you know you got work to do. Okay? And let me say this, and then I'll move on. There are so many in the church who don't realize they have work to do. There are so many in the church who really believe that they're okay. They don't take the time to go through the Bible and ask themselves questions about what they are reading as it relates to their spiritual growth. And that's what we are doing tonight. So John chapter 14, verse 7. Jesus says, ye had known me. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Okay? Jesus says, ye should have known my Father. You should have known my Father. Okay? The same is true for us, ladies and gentlemen. We should know our Father. Okay? Self-examination number five. Could it be we don't know Jesus, and therefore we don't know our Father like we say we do? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12 is not manifesting in our lives. These are really simple questions. They're not deep calleth unto deep, but they are questions that need to be asked. The times we are living in can be a source of great trouble in our hearts. But Jesus says when we truly know him, when our faith is in the place, is in the peace that he has promised us, and we see that in verse 27 where it says, peace I leave with thee, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, he says that again, neither let it be afraid. So when our faith is in the peace that he has promised us, then we know that our hearts can be at peace in the midst of any trouble. In the midst of any trouble. We're getting close. Look at verse 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show me the Father? How then show me the Father? Self-examination number six. Could it be we don't believe what Scripture records about the life of Jesus? which was a mirror image, an exact replica of the Father. And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12, is not manifesting in our lives. Could it be we don't believe what Scripture records about the life of Jesus, which was a mirror image, an exact replica of the Father? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12, is not manifesting in our lives. Okay? It may sound like a small thing, okay, when I ask the question, like, could it be we don't believe what Scripture records about the life of Jesus? It could be a small thing. But if there is anything in that question that you have to think about and you pause and you roll around in your head and you say, I need to go back and take another look, then that's what this is designed to do. Self-examination. Okay? Look at verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Okay? Self-examination, number 7. We got 2 more. Could it be we have not grasped the truth and revelation of our Father dwelling in us like he dwells in Jesus? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12, is not manifesting in our lives. We still don't see ourselves being exactly like Jesus, except not being deity. Okay? Look, and before I go, it says, keeping to my notes here, we see works connected with words. We see works connected with words. Ladies and gentlemen, words and work are, they share a spiritual relationship. Did you hear me? Words and work share a spiritual relationship. Remember Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, the words that I speak unto you, they are life. Remember he said that? They are spirit and they are life. So words and works have a spiritual relationship. Okay? Let me give you an example. Standing before you are 2 berries. Okay? Standing before you right now are 2 berries. There is an inside berry, okay, that you don't see, and that is the outside berry that you do see. Okay? Hi! The inside berry is the real one. It's the real berry. Okay? The inside berry is the one that is supposed to believe what the Word of God says. It's supposed to do what the Word of God says. It's supposed to live the way the Word of God says we are to live. Okay? What you see on the outside berry comes from the inside berry. Okay? Comes from the inside berry. So, if the outside berry is not living the way the Bible says berry can live, should live, it's because the inside berry is not living that way. But you know, the outside berry is sneaky. The outside berry can be cunning. The outside berry can be something else. The outside berry can have you believing something that the inside berry truly does not believe. Are you following me? All of us have church faces. All of us have church speak. We can all have that, and the inside of us don't believe it. All of us can have all of that, and the inside of us don't believe it. And when that happens, then John chapter 14, verse 12 will not manifest in our lives. Okay? If my words, for example, you know, we have read in 1 John chapter 4 and chapter 5 that we are overcomers. If my words say I am anything but a son of God who is an overcomer, then my works are going to reflect what I see in myself. My works are going to reflect what I see in myself. So instead of living as an overcomer, I will live a life of here we go again. Okay? I think you understand what I'm saying. Self-examination number 8. Could it be we think we believe what we say, but it's only mental agreement? And that's why John chapter 14, verse 12 is not manifesting in our lives. We think we believe what we're saying. We think we believe what we're saying, but it's only mental agreement. Verse 11. Believe me that I am, Jesus says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Jesus just added a depth of understanding, a depth, D-E-P-H, D-E-P-T-H, to verse 1. He says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Jesus said in verse 1, ye believe in God, believe also in me. So he added some depth to that first verse. How many of you have seen a healing? How many of you have seen a miracle? Okay. When you think about the Gospels and you think about all of the things that happen in the Gospels, the healings and the miracles, okay, how many of those miracles and healings happen convinced and they convinced people to follow Jesus? Not many. Convince people to follow Jesus. The miracles and the healings, ladies and gentlemen, set the stage, set the table for Jesus to teach them, to preach the gospel. They set the table. Okay? So my point in saying all of that is that healings and miracles are not going to be enough to get us to the point where we really believe what the Bible says. Okay? And Brother Lay and I were talking about this yesterday, how many years ago when we were having the annual conference here and Pastor Dave would come. He was still attending. And when he was part of the conferences, we had crowds because they came to see the miracles. They came to see the healings. I would dare say that they left unchanged, many of them. They came for the show. They came for the show. And how do we know this? You know, Brother Lay and I talked about this. Look at the size of the conference now. There's no show like when Pastor Dave was here. And so there's no interest in solid biblical teaching and understanding what the Word of God really says. That's what it's going to take to get to John 14, 12. Not seeing the miracles, not getting all excited about the miracles and healings, not getting all up in your emotions about the healings and the miracles, but understanding what the Word of God says. Okay? We know that seeing a healing, seeing a miracle is not what changes us. But what changes us, ladies and gentlemen? Look in Matthew chapter 4, a verse we're very familiar with. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, but he, Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we must change first. We must change first. So we must go from glory to glory, and then we will do what Jesus did. And the change comes as more and more Bible becomes alive in us. The change comes as more and more Bible becomes alive in us. That's why it's so important to read your Bible and compare your life to what the Bible says. It should be, can be. Okay? My heart was pricked as I was going through this once again. But I know that as long as I am willing to endure the conviction and continue to stand in front of the mirror and do the things that will help me go from glory to glory, then John chapter 14, verse 12, and I'm going to read something, I'm going to take it back. John chapter 14, verse 12 will eventually become a reality in my life. As I wrote that word eventually, it made me realize that I still don't see it. Because if I see John chapter 14, verse 12 operating in my life, it should not be an eventually. It should be a now. It should be now operating in my life. I shouldn't be waiting for it. I should see it as now. Okay? So after examining yourself, when you look in the mirror, who will you see? I keep moving. I will keep moving. I will keep growing. And I will see myself the way my Father sees me. It is my prayer that you will keep moving, that you will keep growing, and that you see yourself the way your Father sees you. Amen. Please stand. Every time you open this book, it is an opportunity to find out where you are. Every time you open the book. And ladies and gentlemen, when you open the book and when you find out where you are, be excited about that. Because the only reason you found out where you are is because you wanted to know. And you wanted to know because you want to be able to allow the Father's life to flow through you. So be glad when you open this book and you do the self-examination. You may not be always happy, but at least you know, hey, I know what I need to do. Amen?